My guest at this time is Leslie Page. She's the Vice President for Policy and Communications at Citizens Against Government Waste. On Tuesday, the Government Accountability Office released a report that Citizens Against Government Waste says has been known for a long time, and that's that there are many government programs that overlap, meaning a lot of money and a lot of different programs are aimed at the same goals, and essentially, all those programs aren't necessary. They're essentially redundant in a lot of cases. And according to the report from the GAO, the price tag on these redundant programs for taxpayers is in the tens of billions of dollars. Oklahoma Senator Tom Coburn says it's more like $100 billion a year. And Leslie, thanks very much for being with us.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Something tells me this does not come as much of a shock to you.
No, in fact, it is not a shock. I think we've got a whole other problem with government waste because the Government Accountability Office has done I don't know how many dozens of these reports, not to mention all the other reports they do all year long that just get ignored by Congress. So you got to start wondering whether or not the money we're spending on the GAO is going to something good if they aren't even being acted upon.
How did we get to the point where so many different programs are aimed at the same thing? Isn't somebody in charge of essentially saying this is already covered?
No, no one is in charge of what's covered, and they don't care about what's covered. What they want to do is put, when I say they, by the way, I mean members of Congress and members of the administration, new presidents, and you know their allies in Congress. They want to put their name on some new programs, and they don't ever check to see that there's duplication or whether or not other programs are doing the same activities or whether or not they're even working. You know, I would say that this is the reason, in fact, that we are in the situation we are in with a bloated federal government is that there is no look-back provision. There's sort of a rush headlong into starting something new so you can slap your name all over and take credit for it.
Do you have a number? Do you think Coburn's closer to being right with $100 billion? Is it more in the...
I would absolutely err on the side of having it be higher, absolutely. The GAO, you know, they did a very good job. They always do, by the way. They do an awesome job of pulling this stuff up and being able to quantify it. But I would actually err on the side of higher numbers. And keep in mind that, you know, Citizens Against Government Waste, you know, we have a list of our own of 691 recommendations that would save $391 billion in the first year and $1.8 trillion over five. And those are a list of recommendations that come from all sources of the federal government, all kinds of oversight watchdogs, including the present administration and previous administrations. So I would definitely err on the side of it being a higher number.
Well, Leslie, are there certain areas of the budget, whether, I don't know, education,
yeah,
entitlements, whatever, that are constantly the subject of the overlapping?
The two that stick out immediately and that are the most relevant, I think, to taxpayers right now are education programs and Labor Department programs. We have 10, 20, 30, 40 different programs that are quote-unquote job training programs, much of which do, you know, that absolutely duplicate each other. We have the same kind. We have education programs that duplicate each other. Those are two agencies that crop up chronically in these reports, and they ought to be looked at. And they, you know, we're going into the spring, and it's time to weed out all this duplication. And you know, you don't need to take a fine tooth comb to it. You can do this with a weed whacker.
We're talking with Leslie Page of Citizens Against Government Waste, and Leslie, I don't have to tell you that trying to get government to roll stuff back and streamline things is not only difficult, but in a lot of cases, especially recently, darn near impossible. So what do you encourage members of Congress to do? Where do you tell them to start in addressing some of this stuff?
Well, for one thing, I think there ought to be some rules in Congress that say no more new programs, no more, a moratorium has to be enacted until we've had a chance to oversee the previous ones. I mean, there's no lack of information here on what's actually out there. I mean, the Government Accountability Office is one of the offices that does this, but the Congressional Budget Office does it. The Inspectors General for every agency has oversight over these programs and what they do. So there's plenty of information to inform us about what works, what doesn't work, and what can go. The question that should be is that Congress has to kind of put a moratorium on itself of starting any new programs and allocating any new money to anything until they have actually done an audit and gotten rid of something else. You know, they talk about this all the time. If you want to spend more money, you got to pay for it somehow. And it's the same thing. You can't start a new program unless you either get rid of or consolidate another one. They're all incentivized to start something, but they're never incentivized to stop it.
Given the fact that we're $16 trillion in debt, you would think you would have some momentum on this issue, but it's also an election year. So from what you know of the folks up on Capitol Hill, how much of a stomach is there to really roll up the sleeves and deal with this?
Well, I think there's a lot of motivation in the House of Representatives right now for that. The Senate, absolutely not. They are, I think there's some senators, particularly Senator Coburn, for example, Senator DeMint, and others who are really, have always been motivated to do something. That's why they came here. The House, in general, is quite motivated. The problem is you have the three branches here. You know, you've got the executive branch and the two sides of the congressional branch, and there's not a kind of a unified approach at this point. And the administration has made it clear that they would like to run on a platform of a do-nothing Congress. You know, that is going to be one of their major election campaign tactics, is to paint the Congress as a do-nothing Congress. And so I don't think they've got a lot of motivation to get a lot of it done. And the Senate certainly has. I mean, the Senate hasn't even passed a budget in 3 years. Highly unlikely that they're going to, you know, do anything more when they haven't even bothered to put together a budget. They should be defunded, by the way. And one of the questions we always have is, what are we paying for a budget committee for if they don't produce a budget? Let's just dissolve the budget committee in the Senate.
As you've mentioned, Leslie, you got to start somewhere, and there's a lot of places where they could start. We'll see if they do that anytime soon. Thank you very much for being with us today.
Well, it's my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Leslie Page is the Vice President for Policy and Communications at Citizens Against Government Waste. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.